If I showed you two viewpoints, one viewpoint was right and one viewpoint was wrong, the only way for you to determine which is right and which is wrong is for you to investigate, to do some thinking. Now most people don't want to do this. They rather will tell you, just tell me what's the truth. And the problem with this is that if you don't investigate and think and reason, you become programmed. That's not intelligence. Intelligence is when you have thought and reasoned something out for yourself. You've put forth the effort. And when you do, the reward you get is intelligence. And it's worth the effort. If you value what is true, you'll pursue it and put the effort in. So most people say, well, you know, I don't really care much as long as I live my life, but you're missing out. It's worth putting the effort in to test things if they are true or false. Your life becomes richer and you won't be misled. So one way that the people in the system, they mislead you, is to endorse something. Famous name brands. They can endorse anything. Sometimes it's just a person in a white jacket is enough for someone to say, oh, there you go. That must be true. So they'll tell you that Pythagoras has endorsed the ball earth, that the Greeks for hundreds of years have endorsed the ball earth. So is that true? They'll tell you that the Pythagorean theorem, right, proves that the earth is a ball. So we know Pythagoras' theorem, right? A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So for example, if the vertical is 6, 6, 6 is 36, the base is 8, 8, 8 is 64. You add them together, that's 100. The square of 100 is 10, so x, the hypotenuse then is 10. Or the other way around, on the opposite side, the 13, 13s for the hypotenuse, 169, 12, 12. Is 144 minus 144 from 169 is 25. Y then is 5. And this works, right? We know it works. But now, can I use this theorem to endorse the ball earth? So they'll tell you yes. You see, the radius of the earth plus your height of the earth, that's your observer, the radius to the height, right, will give you the distance from the observer to the horizon. And this is false. It's a false endorsement. It doesn't work. You see, most people will stop here and they won't question the ball earth because they say, well, why should I? Because Pythagoras has endorsed the ball earth. But it's misdirection. It's deception. It's false. So we're going to have a look at this and we're going to apply Pythagoras' theorem and see if it works on a ball earth. So let's start with an aeroplane, right? Well, if this is true, right, as the aeroplane flies towards the horizon, he actually flies up around the ball, not towards the horizon. Right? And your position on the ground, you're at 90 degrees to the tangent, to the horizon. You look up, what do you see? You see the bottom of the aeroplane. It means aeroplanes at different distances from you will all be flying at different angles, depending on their height. And the pilot, well, you see, he sees the horizon. He applies that theorem to the horizon. And the passenger, well, he'll be looking into space. Or does the Pythagoras theorem only apply to the pilot? You see, it simply doesn't work. So we've been lied to. You see, they don't want you to question the world that you're living in. They want you to be like the computer, a programmed piece of junk, incapable of thinking and reasoning, so that you can be a pigeon and a stool for them to use. Also, the tangent, the airplane right, as he raises his position, his angle changes. Already this tells us there's a serious problem. Right, now think. So the higher the airplane flies, he's at a different angle to the ground. What happens now? So think. How do you disprove this? Well, airplane flies towards the horizon. Right. An airplane, for example, flying at the same altitude as this airplane, will be higher than him. But what actually happens is this. So just think. Reason and think about the world that you're living in. Let's just take this simple act of having a drink on an aeroplane. Right? So the pilot, he sees the horizon in front of him, he has a drink, it's level. Right? A passenger, he has a drink, he sees the horizon at eye level. The guy at the back, he looks out the back window, he has a drink. All the drinks are level and they see the horizon at eye level. What does this tell you? It's flat. So how does a simple drink then prove Pythagoras' theorem that the earth is not a ball? Well, if they pour your drink on the ground, right? You know your drink's flat. When the airplane's on the ground, they pour your drink, it's flat. It's vertical, right? When the airplane rises, right, they can't pour your drink because it's not flat with the ground. The airplane has to be parallel with the ground. So it simply means the Pythagorean theorem is simply telling you that you will never be able to have a drink on an airplane. Because even when the plane levels out, right, it levels out, right, it can never level out if the earth's a ball and the pilot's pointing his plane towards the horizon. It's as simple as that. No drinking on the plane because the earth's a ball and the pilot sees the horizon. Right, the point is, Pythagorean's theorem, it's all vertical and straight lines. In fact, if you just look at the world around you, Pythagorean's theorem, it can be argued, proves that the earth is actually flat. The opposite. I just turn the circle around because I see in a circle around me and I see everything vertical. The point is also is that I cannot write down a formula on a two-dimensional piece of paper that tries to explain the world around me, and that formula doesn't take into account the limitations of the human eye. Now already when you say the limitations of the human eye, most people, they start to say, oh well, that's crazy, man. I'm Superman. My eye has no limitations. I do not have any limitations. Well, the sad story is that modesty and humility helps us understand that the human eye is limited to how far it can see. It's as simple as that. The human eye, we see light in straight lines. It's a marvel of creation. And how it uses light. Light travels in a straight line. Right? We see everything square and vertical. Things don't distort on the horizon. The light travels into the eye. The eye then takes that information, flips it upside down. The human brain then flips it back 180. It's truly a marvel of creation. But what we see and the marvel of the eye and its limitations help us to understand that it works in straight lines. Therefore, the ocean is flat. the plane that we're on is flat. So simple things in Pythagoras about a lighthouse, you see, just simply don't work. Where light travels in a straight line, and because light travels in a straight line, ships at different distances from the lighthouse see the light head on, the water's flat. As we raise our position, we always see the horizon at eye level, right? Because of perspective. Therefore, the ship on the horizon sees the horizon at his eye level. And he sees the lighthouse at eye level. So the human eye, a marvel of creation, helps us understand the world we're living in. We see in perspective. An understanding perspective. All we need to do is to look and think and reason. When the people in this world use a brand name or someone famous to endorse something, that's when you need to watch out. Don't take the people in this world, don't take them at face value. They're not your friends. They're not here to teach us the truth. They're here to enslave us mentally and physically. So think. Look. Pay attention to the world that you live in. Look at the lines. Look at the light. Look at the angles. Think. As this quadcopter changes its position, watch how things move in relation. Watch. See the vertical lines? Earth, not a ball.
Out Caesar, out Nolus, Emperor of the world.